I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, stop everything. You know how I am. We got a movie star on the line.
Oh. Who is it?
O'Shea Jackson Jr. Shea. Joins us. O'Shea, what's going on, man?
What's going on, you guys? It's good to hear from you. Momo, you don't call. You don't write. Do you not love me, Momo?
Oh, my gosh. You go right to the personal attack.
Yeah. It's not an attack.
Yeah,
it's
man.
A plea.
He loves you. Always has.
No, it's an attack.
Oh, it is an attack. Sorry about that.
It is a little bit, yeah. You know what? It's not you. It's all the children and all the little mouths I'm feeding these days. It's just a bandwidth thing.
She doesn't have time for you is what she's saying.
No, Shea, so what's she saying to me?
It's right.
It's not you.
That?
It's her.
Jeez.
She's saying not
you.
It's me.
I still love you.
Thank you.
So, Shea,
I have your new number, you know?
So, Shea, tell us about going to that Celtics game in Lakers gear.
Oh, it was the best thing I ever did in my life. First off, my dad tells me, hey, they want to bring me out to the Basketball Hall of Fame. They're going to give me this award and yada, yada, yada. But Jaylen Brown invited him to a Celtics game. My first thing I said, Mace, was, do I have to go? He said, yeah. So I let him know I'm going in Laker gear, head to toe. The day I pulled up and he saw me, the first thing my dad said was, oh, you're asking for trouble. Absolutely I am. So I go to the Celtics game. The staff tells me, are you sure you want to do this? I had a lady tell me that if the owner was there, they would have to give me Celtics gear. And I said, listen, I'm a guest. If you guys want to throw me out, I'll gladly get on Twitter and say that you did. So they sit me courtside. I take my videos. It was no issues. But I'm a Laker, bro. If I'm going to be on that worthless parquet floor, they got to see me in my purple and gold.
All right, Shea. Hey, do you think that we've talked about this with Mason in Ireland? Ireland thinks that he can get you into the Intuit Dome and in the wall.
Yes.
You know that big that wall thing that they want to do where it's kind of
really
like the
steep.
LAFC 3252?
Have you heard about this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think
yes,
Ireland?
I have. It's a garbage idea.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you think Ireland can get you in there?
Listen, if in Johnny Lakers,
in Lakers
wants me there, I'll be there. I'm already basically banned from that arena. If I ever step foot in there, dude, I'm getting tomatoes thrown at me. Whatever John want to do, if it's for the show, let's do it. I'll be in there, purple and gold, head to toe, and I would love for Steve Ballmer to kick me out. It would make my Twitter.
I want to know what happened when you went to the game. Did anybody harass you? Were there fights that needed – did you need extra security? What happened?
Momo, I got such dirty looks, you would have thought it was the 1950s. It was so uncomfortable. But I know that they can't do a thing to me.
Right.
It was the best day ever.
That's great. That is great. So we're talking about this. We have been all day. Lakers looked good last night. D'Angelo Russell's shooting unconscious. The D'Lo dilemma. Do you trade him or do you keep him?
Listen, D'Angelo's got that please keep me energy right now. And it's really hard. You know, it's I always wanted D'Angelo's second round with the Lakers to be successful because I felt like, you know, the first go around, we all know the social media controversy that D'Lo had, and it was kind of an unfair push out. But, man, we need something. We need a shakeup. And the way that he's playing right now, you can't move him. Like, the way that he is right now, he would be untouchable if this is what we had all year. He's showing up and he's being that third star that we need. And it's just a touchy subject, man. And I love Austin Reeves. I don't want him to go either. But, you know, Atlanta's it's a nice place.
Shea, what's your – like, the way D'Lo is playing, I think this is the debate we've been having. Is he playing to stay or is he playing to go? Like, when you show out the way he's been showing out the last 10 days or whatever you want to call it, is that showcasing yourself for what?
I think it's to make it make a harder job for Pelinka. You know, if to make it seem either, number one, it's a double-edged sword because you can either say that this guy is so good that the other team should ask for, you know, less because he's such a good product, but he's also balling out of his mind. And, you know, I'm not trying to put blame on, you know, but Ham, these lineups, we've been begging for what we saw last night all year. So it's really touchy. I think D'Angelo is playing to stay because who wants to be in that Atlanta Hawk, Momo? Like, really? You want to be a
I mean, I don't think he would even be a Hawk. I think he would be rerouted shipped,
somewhere else. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that sounds terrible, too. I want to be a Laker for the rest of my life.
So, Shay, you're also a Dodger fan. We haven't talked to you since Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto.
He's a new Dodger fan.
Yeah, you're a new Dodger fan. Well, I mean, as long as I've known him, he's been a Dodger fan.
No, he has this whole thing on Twitter, right, Shay, that you're like, I'm now going to learn everything there is about the Dodgers.
Listen, I have always been a Dodger fan. I have never been a baseball fan.
Ah.
Fair.
And, you know, I let everyone know on Twitter, I will be aggressively wrong, Steve. I will be loud and incorrect all the time.
Excellent.
I don't know what I'm talking about, and I will force my opinion on people all year.
You could get a show here.
When I get a super team.
Hey, I got one. Bill Review, come on with me.
I'm so down.
So everybody around here has picked the two weekend championship weekend games against the spread, including Pepe, including Michael, Brian, Laura, Bergman, me. We'll give you a shot here.
I haven't picked either.
And we'll get Momo's picks too. So O'Shea, these are the games. Kansas City plus 3.5 at Baltimore. How do you like it?
Ooh. At Baltimore?
At Baltimore.
Ravens got to take that. The Ravens are winning that game.
Okay, Baltimore. And the other game is Detroit hosting Lions at San Francisco. Lions are getting 7.5.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, number one, the NFC Championship game, I just hope, gets canceled because it's the team that beat me and booed Matthew Stafford versus my greatest enemy. So it's just, I'm not even going to watch that game. I hope they both lose.
Come on, man. Root for the Lions. Let's go, Lions.
Got to watch it, Shay.
Mate, do you not know the logo of the Super Bowl? It's rigged, bro. It's Ravens Niners.
It is. The logo of the Super Bowl does suggest that it's going to be Ravens Niners. The logo is purple and red.
Actually, the last three.
The last three have had the right colors. Shay, are you taking the Lions plus 7.5, or are you going to lay the points with San Francisco?
I gotta go Niners, dude. I'm sorry, I can't be wrong. I can't be wrong on the radio. It's gonna be Ravens Niners Super Bowl.
Niners are going down. I'm telling you, Niners are going down.
All right, and before Mace lets you go or have other questions, can you break down Yoshinobu Yamamoto for me for the Dodgers?
Oh yeah, no. Give us some insight.
From what I hear, he plays baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the dude obviously has a appetite for winning because he chose the Dodgers.
Great stuff.
I love the connection that it gives us with international fans, with him plus Shohei. And I recognize the growth that it will give our baseball team in the future.
Wow, that is a very measured response, Shay.
I expected
what
more.
Position does he play?
What position does he play?
He's obviously the best running back in the league. Thank you.
He's a 25-year-old pitcher that's going to be the number one
starter. He pitches. No, I definitely know.
Is he right-handed or left-handed?
Yeah, another trick question.
By the way, the Dodgers only have one of those arms. They only have either a right-hander or only left-hander, so you got a 50-50 shot.
Oh, I do know we did just sign a left-hander, which makes Twitter think that Kershaw
James Paxton, right, exactly. James Paxton, right. Landed a lefty. Good, Shay. You're on it.
Thank you. Shay is smart, yes.
So, Shay, when does Den of Thieves 2 come out?
Oh, Mace.
What?
Come on, man. This year. I can't tell date. We don't know yet.
Oh, there's
off strike. Can you give me a break?
Yeah. There's no official date yet?
No official date yet, but we finished it right before the strike. I've been doing ADR and you know, doing little reshoot type things for it, getting it right, but it's coming this year.
All right, excellent. Excited for that. And you don't get, as my mom would say, you don't get your ass kicked in this one, do you? The first one, they just beat the hell out of you.
No. Let Mama Mace know I'm the man. I'm the man in this.
Okay, right. Good. All right.
Shay, I'm going to start sliding into your text message again.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Hey, Shay, you should come in and hang out for an hour next week, man.
Absolutely, I will, man. Before I go, this is the four-year anniversary of the first time I ever cried on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Gigi. Rest in peace to Kobe, my goat. And, man, I love you guys. Call your boy. I'm here.
Okay. Shay, awesome talking to you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, there's O'Shea Jackson Jr.
He hung up on him so fast.
Put him on hold.
A hold?
We're up against a break. Manager of audio operations.
We've already said breaks don't matter.
Except when Laura gets in my ear and says, break.
Okay.
Damn.
You didn't
undermining
say
me.
Ear.
Thanks, Greg.
You didn't say it in my ear. I didn't hear it.
Well, you don't like when I talk in your ear.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're true. Yeah.
That was some funny stuff.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh, Shay was great.
You just put it on a tee for him.
Yep.
And he knocks it out of the park.
He does. We'll get, when are you, you're here Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
We should
Friday,
get Shay to come in for the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesday.
Sure.
Yeah, come in and hang out. All right, coming up next, the Super Bowl. You haven't made your picks, Momo.
No.
Brian hasn't made his picks.
Okay.
Everybody is registering their picks against the spread. And by the way, if you go 2-0, you win $5,000 mythical dollars.
What did you do? I want to know what Mace's picks were.
I want yours.
No, but you've been locked in.
I'll repeat. I know the right answers.
After you.
All will be revealed.
I know the right answers. And by the way, we're 15 minutes away from Fifth Row Fridays. BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. I think we've got our question.
Yes,
we do.
So
you can stop listening.
If you can answer a question about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today's show, chance to be in the fifth row for Lakers Gnarlands February 9th, courtesy BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. And of course, we're excited about, and today marks a tragic anniversary. But we're very, very excited about the unveiling of the statue, which is coming up on February the 8th, 2824. What is it?
2824.
2824.
Gigi's number was 2. Kobe was 8 and 24.
Right, 2824. And that's coming up 2 weeks.
Yes.
After the Grammy trip. So we're excited about that.
After the trade deadline.
And after, it is the day of the trade deadline.
And then they play the Nuggets that night.
Wow.
Yeah, the Nuggets. It's a huge game. And
that's
by the way,
day.
Momo is breaking news in the middle of the show, and we don't even know.
What
about
did she break?
She was breaking news. Joel Embiid will not be listed on the Sixers injury report for Saturday's showdown in Denver with Nikola Jokic.
In other words, he playing. Game on.
Yeah, it was 23 minutes ago. So in the
I know,
middle
I just
it,
did that right in the...
Why didn't you mention it?
I mean, it's Philadelphia, you know, news. I don't know.
I just got a piece of news. Adam Schefter confirming. Debo Samuel will play for the 49ers versus the Lions on Sunday. I still love the Lions in that game.
Wrong.
Go Lions. All right, we'll get your picks coming up. Also got Super Bowl chances by analytics and Momo, a wedding story I want to get your reaction
to. Those.
We got so much going on. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's up, people? It's Effin' Friday. Momo's here. Bergman's here. Producer Brian, producer Laura. Don't forget, Pickleball is coming up March the 23rd. Momo, that is the 20th anniversary to the day of the start of Mason and Ireland on 710 ESPN.
Do you know what else it is, Momo?
What?
You don't know?
March 23rd. Oh, it's your birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did know that.
I knew you would know that. I did your chart.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did.
I love that you're into that, Momo.
Yeah. Yeah. I did your chart, and I've been to your birthday parties.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
When you, although
when
I
you went
really,
to that great place in Venice once.
Yeah, the birthday party, the birthday thing is great. I like the show anniversary thing
when
the best.
When did you change?
I always have. I've never campaigned for host of the year. No, I've campaigned for show of the year.
No, no, no. But you about when it, around your birthday has always been a big deal for you. Is it not now? All of a sudden?
Oh, it's just my birthday.
You know what?
Oh, I like get out of here. That's not a real thing.
You don't have to get me anything.
Yeah.
I've been playing pickleball. I played the last week.
You really?
Yeah. I'm going to start playing a lot more now.
Well,
I'll go play.
You live so geographically undesirable.
Where do you play? Go from here to down there?
Where do you,
to
you play, Greg?
Pasadena.
No, can you? Hey, there's a Calabasas pickleball thing opening up.
You want to go play?
Yeah, let's go play.
Was it like an?
I'll play.
Outdoor, indoor?
I don't know.
Opening
up though.
Yeah.
The big thing now they've got these indoor courts with like 40 courts, these big warehouses. Yeah. My brother plays in one of those because it's dead cold winter. Right
there's
now,
place,
yeah, it makes sense.
There's a place in Pasadena, and you just stick a paddle in a little thing, and it just goes around, and people just go one game in and out, and just keep going around. It's great. It's a lot of fun. They're
okay.
good, and they beat the hell out of me, so you know that's fun.
I'm gonna try to get back out there.
Don't roll your eyes.
Let's do it, Mace. Let's do it. I'm all crippled.
There
Let's
you go.
Do
Let's
it.
Do it.
There you go.
If you want to be
Brian.
Are you playing this year, Brian?
Yeah, I've never played before.
I
but
I Brian will be good.
Okay, I think you'd be good.
He's good, my partner.
Yeah. So if you want to be in the tournament with all of us, go to ESPNLA.com. It's $100 to get your team in. It can be co-ed is totally fine. It's beginner through immediate level. And as I said, co-ed teams are eligible. Sign up at ESPNLA.com. All right. So... Momo, you have not picked the games yet.
I have not.
And I'm
actually not that good at picking, so don't do whatever I do.
Okay, so Momo, everybody here feelings. Has picked the games. If you get both of them right,
okay,
you get $5,000 mythical dollars. So
I also have $25,000 riding on this with Ireland, because I have the field.
Yep.
And he has the Ravens and the Niners.
Correct. Yeah, so we're rooting against the Niners.
Either one of them.
Down with the Niners.
Okay.
All right, so Momo and Brian. Start with number one, Kansas City +3.5 at Baltimore. Momo?
I am going with the Ravens.
Baltimore. And Brian?
I'm with Momo. I'm going with Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Am I the only one with the Chiefs?
Yes.
I think of everybody on the show, including Ireland, including MT and Pepe.
And Pepe.
And
yeah.
Laura, I think I'm the only one.
No, Pepe, you and Ireland all have the Chiefs.
Ireland's going Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was taking the road teams.
Yeah, he's trying to hedge his bet.
Yeah.
All right, the second game, Lions +2.5. I'm sorry, +7.5 at San. You know what this is?
It's the Lion Girl.
+7.5 at San Francisco. Momo, what do you say?
I will take the Detroit Lions.
Yes. Okay, Detroit. Brian?
I'm right there with Momo again. Detroit, baby.
Nice.
I like 7.5 points.
Yeah, sevens.
I for sure am the only one taking the Niners.
No, there's two.
Who else is taking the Niners?
Let me see here.
No.
Yeah, it's true. O'Shea took San Francisco.
Oh. Okay.
And you took San Francisco.
See, me and O'Shea are the only smart people on this show. Great. I appreciate that.
All right.
Look, by the way, if you want to actually have a real conversation about it, Detroit has one of the worst pass defenses in the league.
They have the back end of their defense is not great.
It's either 30. I think they're 31 or 32
right.
teams in NFL. Debo Samuel is going to play. You
he is
going to
play,
earlier.
Yes.
George Kittle, they don't do well against tight ends either. And so now George Kittle is going to have a big game, and Debo and Brandon Ayuk, and you have Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. their defense is still going to be the same defense that have been one of the best defenses in the league. So if they win this game, they're going to win big. They're going to win by like 10, 15,
See,
20
I think the Lions 21. Are going to score.
Yeah.
They're going to score. Right now, the over-under
on... The Packers scored.
The over-under on Lions touchdowns, or the over-under on points is 21.5.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I'll take the over.
Over, yeah.
Give me the over on that all day.
Is it going to be raining up there again, though?
I don't know the answer. Boy, they played in some weather this year, haven't they?
Yeah.
No, I've got, in fact, I made a separate parlay bet. Lions over 21.5 because I think they're going to score. Jared Goff over 255.5 passing yards.
Okay.
Brock Purdy under 276.5 passing yards. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, a big day, over 84.5 receiving yards.
I
All
like
those
it.
Things add up to San Francisco exiting the playoffs.
The only one I think you miss on that is Brock Purdy. I think we're underestimating him based on what he did last week.
Correct. Did not look good.
He did not look good last
week. Except at the end.
That last drive is probably what you're going to see more of this with a bad defensive backfield for the Lions.
Yeah, but they have a great line. I'm like, Aiden Hutchinson's going to be chasing him down.
The 49ers have a good offensive line.
Although the Lions have a better offensive line, probably a top three offensive line in football.
Offensive line
and
for the Niners
Dan
versus
Campbell.
The defensive line of the Lions.
Yeah.
If Trent Williams is there and playing healthy, when he's healthy and playing well at left tackle, Brock Purdy plays well.
You know what I say? Let's go, Lions! Go, Jared Goff. Do us a big favor. Do every Rams fan a big favor and knock the Niners out of the playoffs. By the way, not stepdad Leo, my mom's person.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
My mom's person.
Bo. Yeah.
He's a 49ers fan.
I know.
Now, he thinks I'm rooting against the 49ers. Because of him.
I mean, you kind of
no.
are.
No,
you're
I'm absolutely not.
You're a Rams fan.
I hate the 49ers.
There's a little bit in there.
No, there's nothing.
Nothing. There's not one little
no.
bit.
No, if Leo, like, he's a Notre Dame fan. I don't root against Notre Dame because of Leo.
But it helps.
I don't necessarily root against Notre Dame until
like
we
Leo.
Get to... Yeah, I mean, I like Leo.
He makes thinks your mom happy.
But he's not your stepdad.
He is definitely not my stepdad. And never will be. I hope.
I mean, it's starting to go that way for you.
Yeah, it is. It
Do you
is.
Think he
yeah.
would ask for your mom's hand? Do you think he would go to you?
Aw.
No.
What do you think?
Would he go
no?
to you over all your other brothers?
Oh, the other brothers?
When you're 82, what's you the point of getting married?
It's just respect.
Yeah, that's true.
Respect
it's
the family.
82. Come on. You're not looking
family.
To...
Family.
all right, so coming up next, Laura, open the phone lines.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love this time.
It is time for BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. Now, if you have been listening all week long, 877-710-ESPN, you can be in the fifth row of a Lakers game. I think it's Lakers-Narlins on February the 9th. If you can answer all five questions, it will be something about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and something we said today. Answer all five, and you get one of the coolest prizes we give away. Fifth row seats to a Lakers game, courtesy of BB Go. If you haven't been listening, don't call, because it's really, really hard. 877-710-ESPN if you have been listening. And in the meantime, let me tell you about my new car. I am driving my favorite car I think I've ever driven. It's the Hyundai Elantra Hybrid. And I have a blast driving this thing. First of all, I looked at the gas mileage. I'm getting 49 miles per gallon, which is spectacular with gas prices the way they are. And right now, with next level tech and safety features, all the Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Think about this. You get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles. You get 10 years of America's best warranty. You've got the Santa Fe, Sonata. You've got the spectacular Ioniq 6. These cars you've got to drive. And own every mile with Hyundai in a brand new vehicle. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com. See your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. I love my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Get used to it.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's not going to end. I
know. Fifth Row Fridays.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Can we get Wyclef back?
No, I like that one.
So people are lined
so
up
annoying.
Now
like
for
it.
Fifth Row Fridays. BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. There are five questions. Have you been keeping notes? Have you listened every day? That's really the only chance you get to win. So we are going to start with caller number 7, as we always do. It is Jose in Southgate. Jose, welcome and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, you ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Okay. What did Brian say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000? This was from Monday's show. What did Brian say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Lick the bottom of his shoe?
No, that's a very
good guess, though.
Yeah, no, that's
$100.
Yeah, that's a $100 bet.
Okay. If you don't know, hang up.
Yeah, if you don't know the answer to this, just what are you calling for? All right, let's go to Giancarlos and Bellflower. Giancarlos, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
I think you hung up.
Giancarlos?
On him, or no, he hung up.
I think
no, he
knew.
Hung up because it goes bling.
Also, maybe he didn't know.
Yeah, good. And
I think
he listened.
He listened.
Yeah. Good.
Fernando in Montebello. Fernando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, here we go. What did Brian, producer Brian, say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000?
I was thinking this whole time, but honestly, I don't remember.
Sorry, man.
Do we have to give a hint after three?
No,
two, dude.
No,
that was
no,
no. Let's try one more. Let's try one more.
That's only lie of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, people. You can get this.
Let's go to Oscar in Anaheim. Oscar, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate.
So what did producer Brian say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000?
Open the OnlyFans account and show his
No, thing. That's actually Snoop Dogg
and
was offered
$100 million.
Right? Yeah.
This is from Monday.
This is from
show.
Monday show. Oh, we're off to a rousing start here.
That was a good guess, though.
It was a good guess.
Should I hint at it?
And also, Brian wasn't there.
Should we hint?
Take one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows? I got a feeling about line 4, Frankie and Fuller.
Let's go, Frankie.
Frankie, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
What to do, baby?
So what did producer Brian say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000?
Not use his phone?
No.
Baseball. That was a good one too, but no.
This was honestly really, I felt like this was going to be super
Brian,
easy.
Brian, smile at me. Let me see what you look like. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
All right. That was subtle. Let's go to Mike in Torrance. Mike, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
He hung up.
Yeah, see, if you don't know, hang up.
I can hear it, yeah.
Now the people that are ringing through, I think, no. Let's go to Shelby in L.A. Shelby, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. What did producer
it's
Brian
like James
say?
James Earl Jones right there.
What did producer Brian say he'd do if Ireland agreed to pay him $500,000?
Get a grill?
Yeah, there you go.
Baby. All right.
Okay.
This is from Tuesday's show. How will Pepe Mantilla be honored on February 9th, on February 9th at the Lakers game?
You gotta put a sign up.
That's right.
Yeah,
there you
put
go.
A sign up.
Wave to Pepe. Wave to Pepe.
All right, what live show do
Come
I want to take
Let's
a
go.
Party bus to? What live show do I want to take a party bus to?
in Vegas.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Brothers and Friends tour.
Yeah! Come on, let's
nice
go.
Nice job. All right. This is Thursday. All right, you're getting close there, Brian. What does Pepe Montilla, another Pepe question, what does Pepe Montilla have that Mason, Ireland,
it's
and
Shelby.
Michael all, oh, Shelby, sorry, and or and Michael all wish they had made for themselves?
The Funko Pop.
That's yeah!
Funko Pop is right.
One away.
Let's
all right
go.
Questions from today's show.
Oh, I want him to win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on.
Were you listening all day today, Shelby?
I was.
Okay. Oh, all right, you got
go
this.
Come on, Shelby.
What's the name of my family member that got whacked by the mob in Philly?
Oh.
Come on, you could do it.
Dickie.
Yeah! 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 There you go, Shelby! Yeah!
There you go.
Good let's job, go Shelby.
And also, Shelby, this is the game against New Orleans on the 9th, so you can see the wave to Pepe sign.
Oh!
Perfect.
You know what? That was a really good job. He just ran the table. He didn't need help
from
anybody else.
Needed no help at all. Shelby,
that was great.
We thank you for listening every day this week. And make sure when you go to the game on February the 9th that you stop up and see John Ireland and Michael Thompson and Pepe Montilla.
Wave to Pepe.
And don't forget to wave to Pepe. Congratulations, man.
Do you know who you're going to take?
Yeah, who are you taking with you, Shelby? Yeah, that's probably smart.
My wife.
It's always smart. The right move.
Good call. Good call. Hey, Shelby, have a blast, man. Thank you.
Nice job, Shelby.
There you go.
Well done. See, those are hard questions.
If you know, you know.
That's right. You got to take notes. Like, this is a serious thing.
Oh, yeah. Momo?
I mean, I cannot believe he just ran the table.
He had notes.
Like, usually when people win this, it's because, like, three callers get, like, one answer, and then you write them down, and then they have to fly through the
first
three.
I already got number one, two, and three, and yeah, you got a number. No, this guy ran the table.
He ran the table.
We love Shelby. He's a great dude.
I'm going to go find him. Remind me. When he shows up on that game, I'll come by and say hi.
I'll be there, too.
That
I'll
was
bring
impressive
you over to him.
Okay. All right, coming up next is game of. I'll be at that game too. That's the Wave at Pepe game.
Oh yeah,
I got to be there for the debut of the Wave to Pepe sign.
Yeah.
So far in the month of January, I am your official leader. I've won five games. I've got five points.
I can't
points
even win today. It's my
Laura.
Game.
I'm excited about that.
Has four.
Oh
yeah.
John Ireland not playing today and probably not playing for the next week. Three. I don't think he's going to win.
Oh.
Bergman, three.
Yeah, and I can't win.
I don't think I have any.
Brian, two.
You're getting close to the double, though, right?
Today is a double.
Okay. Today's a double. Yeah. So
that's how Mason passed me.
Today.
I got a chance because I'm on today and a couple times next week.
Yep.
So Wednesday.
So if I double, if I win, if I run the table like Shelby just did.
Like Shelby did.
Let's go.
You're
in. No, except for one of them's my game.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. We'll make it.
Yeah. If you win today, And you have a chance to tie on Wednesday.
We'll
you
switch.
Won't do the game. I'll do it.
Okay, good.
Deal.
Good. All right, Bergman, your game?
My game.
And we'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Here we go. Today is worth two. It is Bergman's game. The players,
I want to win, Greg.
Me,
I got to stand up.
Me, Momo,
I'm with you, Momo.
Laura, producer Brian.
You. I'm with you.
Let's go. Let's
Greg,
go.
Describe
go
the game.
All right. So Kobe Statue Day is coming up February 8th.
I better
yes
win this.
It's coming up very, very quickly. And today, 4 years ago, Kobe, like Shay was talking about, tragically passed away.
Yes.
I have some of his quotes and some of Michael Jordan's quotes. All you have to do is tell me if Kobe said it or Michael Jordan said it.
All right, let's go.
It.
Okay.
They are very, very similar.
Is your name
people
is your buzzer?
Yeah.
No.
Jordan or Kobe. Jordan or Kobe.
All right. Relax, Tigress.
Right. I'm ready.
I see you. I see you. Let's
all right.
Go.
Number one, people say bad things about you in the paper on Monday, and then on Wednesday, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I've seen that cycle. So why would I be nervous about it happening? Is this Kobe or is this Michael? Mace.
Michael.
Okay. Momo.
Kobe.
Brian.
Kobe.
Laura.
Kobe.
Kobe is the right answer. Mace is the only one to miss that one.
I'm just doing it for me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right, number
you're
two.
Good, good.
Number two.
It's just the first question.
Mo, you're going to go first on this one. To be successful, you have to be selfish, or else you never achieve. And once you get to your highest level, then you have to be unselfish. Stay reachable. Stay in touch. Don't isolate. Is that Kobe or is that Jordan?
Momo. Mm.
They both say some very similar things.
Yeah. I'm going to say Jordan.
Jordan. Brian.
I'm going to go Kobe.
Okay. Laura.
Kobe.
Mace.
I'm going to go Jordan.
It is Jordan. Jordan. Oh. Mace and Momo get that one.
You don't I don't remember Kobe like, saying that, so that's why.
I won't remember many of these quotes. I mean, you're just choosing.
The first one sounded like Kobe.
They all sound alike.
They're very random, and they all kind of sound alike. Okay. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right, so number three. My innate personality is to win at all costs. If I have to do it myself, I'm going to do it. Is that Momo or... I mean,
no,
did you say that, Momo? Is that Kobe or Jordan Bryan?
I'm going to go Kobe on that one.
Kobe on that one. Laura.
I'm going to also go Kobe.
Mace.
I think that's definitely Kobe.
Okay, and Momo.
Read the quote again.
My innate personality is to win at all costs. I have to do it myself. I'm going to do it. If I have to do it myself, I'm going to do it.
Kobe.
Jordan.
Damn!
We all missed that one.
What is it?
I can't see Michael using the word innate.
See, that's, you know, yes, you hit on it.
That was my key word, innate.
Innate sounded like something Kobe would say.
Yeah. What, Jordan,
you played me, Greg. You played me.
Just not.
No, it just.
I got played.
It's not a Michael word.
That's very Kobe.
That's why this game is fun. All right. Number. I have 10 of these, by the way. This is number five. Number five. All right, no. Number four. Excuse me. Number four.
Okay.
If you're trying to achieve, there will be roadblocks. I've had them. Everybody has had them. But obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it. Go through it or work around it. Is that Kobe or is that Jordan? Laura.
I've said Kobe all the way, and I'm going to stick to Kobe.
Okay. Mace.
Kobe.
Okay. Momo.
Kobe.
Okay. And Brian.
Let's go Full House. Kobe.
You're all wrong again.
Oh! Again.
Yeah, it's, see?
Oh, what's the score?
The score is
they all sound like Kobe.
Right, and they all had they both had the same mindset about things.
So. They both did have the same mindset.
What's the score?
Also, I feel like Jordan quotes are harsher, so I that didn't sound so harsh.
I do this on purpose. I went through all the quotes. Momo has two, Mace has one, Brian has one, Laura has one. So it's still very, very
good.
Very close.
Okay.
Back to Mace.
Let's go.
Number five. I have self-doubt. I have insecurity. I have fear of failure. I have nights when I show up at the arena, I'm like, my back hurts, my feet hurt, my knees hurt. I don't have it. I just want to chill. We all have self-doubt. You don't deny it, but you also don't capitulate to it. You embrace it. Is that Kobe or is that Jordan Mace?
Jeez. Wow.
They're good quotes.
They are great quotes.
They are quotes. Great quotes. I'll say that's Jordan.
Jordan. All right, Momo.
Kobe.
Okay. Brian.
Jordan.
Okay. Laura.
All right. I'm with the girls here. I'm going to go Kobe.
Kobe. The one time you don't go. Oh, no, you did go Kobe. Yes, it is Kobe.
This
is
a
Kobe one. So that's Momo and Laura got it. Mace and Brian.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm widening my lead.
Momo three, Laura two, Mace and
I got two,
Brian,
Momo.
One.
I got two.
Let's go.
All right.
I better win the Kobe game. Come on.
Number six.
Let's go.
Leadership is lonely. Leadership is lonely. I'm not going to be afraid of confrontation to get us to where we need to go. Is that Kobe or is that Jordan? Momo.
Sounds like both.
Sounds like both.
They're very similar.
We're going to go Kobe on that.
Kobe on that one. Brian.
We'll go Kobe on that too.
Okay, Laura.
I want to say Kobe so bad, but I want to beat Momo, so I'm going to go Jordan.
Okay, and Mace.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot at a point and go Jordan.
All right, it was Kobe again.
Damn, I knew it. I knew it. I knew
Momo
it. I should have.
Brian,
damn
get the point.
I should have done it.
All right, there.
It's a runaway.
Okay, no, there's four left. You're still not out of it. Okay. Mace. There's four left.
I'm pissed at myself because I knew I should have gone Kobe.
Okay.
I knew it.
All right, number seven. My attitude is that if you push me towards something that you think is a weakness, then I will turn that perceived weakness into strength. Brian, is that Kobe or is that Jordan?
I'm going to go Michael Jordan on this one.
Okay. And Laura?
Jordan.
Okay. Mace?
Jordan.
Okay. Momo?
Jordan.
It is Jordan. Yeah.
I don't know why we were all so sure on
that. You were all so sure on that.
Yeah, I have no idea why
it's
we
like
were, sounded so sure.
It's like plastered on somebody's.
You're three back, Mace, and there's three left, so you have to get this
must
one.
Must get this
do you want me to,
right.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Mom will go
no,
first?
You'll, at nine, no? You'll go first. Okay. Actually, no. Yeah, you,
yeah
you're
start,
two ahead.
Have
you're
her start
go,
going
you're
first.
Go first here. Number eight. Have a good time. Life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. Is that Kobe or Jordan? Momo.
Kobe.
Brian.
Kobe.
Laura.
Kobe.
I need the point, so I'll go Jordan.
You're out, Mace.
Yeah, it was a Kobe quote.
I had no choice. It was absolutely a Kobe quote. Number nine, Momo. The most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great at whatever they want to do. Is that Kobe or Jordan?
Kobe.
Kobe, you have to go opposite, guys, because there's only two left.
Jordan. I'll go Jordan.
Jordan, and you all lose because it is Kobe.
It's kind of an advantage
for me to go first.
How many were Kobe quotes and how many were Jordan quotes?
Sure,
yeah.
I'm pissed.
Number 10 is the last time I was intimidated was when I was 6 years old in karate class. I was an orange belt, and the instructor ordered me to fight a black belt who was a couple years older and a lot bigger. I was a scared S-less. I mean, I was terrified, and he kicked my ass. But then I realized he didn't kick my ass as bad as I thought he was going to, and that there was nothing really to be afraid of. Is that Kobe or Jordan? We can just.
That sounds like Jordan to me.
I think it's Kobe.
I think it's Kobe. I don't think
it could be either one. Who took karate?
It was Kobe.
And yeah.
There were six Kobes and four.
I mean,
Jordan.
Did they have
so six
karate
and four,
class?
Okay.
Six and four. I did not go
North
five
Carolina.
And five.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, it had to be Kobe.
All right, Bergman. That was a
good
game.
Did they have karate class in Italy where he grew up?
I have a tiebreaker too, but it doesn't matter.
All right, do it.
Do it. Do the tiebreaker.
Kobe was a very good free throw shooter.
So
how many total free throws did he make in his career, excluding the playoffs?
Total free throws, 20 seasons. 20
Mama?
Seasons. Let's go. Okay, so
right,
I'm
going to
say 16,000.
16,000. Brian?
I was going to say 12,000.
12,000. Laura?
I was going to say 15,500.
15,500.
I'm going to say 21,000.
21,000. You guys went crazy over
8,378.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was a career 83.7% free
That's
throw
That's probably
shooter.
Right, because I just did 10 free throws a game times 20 years.
He took 10,011 free throws in the regular season. So
okay.
It's like 83.7.
He did 80, say regular 80, season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like 21,000 to me.
He only had like 1,000 in the postseason, too, so he only shot. Like he only made something.
All right, so
it would have added up, Greg.
So Momo gets the win, which means I still lead.
Yes.
So Momo, you have what now?
No,
three?
No, you have three now. So if it all works out, you can still have a chance.
Yeah, you
on
got
Wednesday.
A shot.
I'm pissed.
You got a shot. Don't forget Game of Games.
I have to win the COVID.
Game of Games is brought to you by the law offices of Jacob and Ronnie. In this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is there to win for you. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Brian, let's hit the super stager. Woo!
It's F-It Friday!
There we go. It is F-It Friday. Momo's here. Bergman's here. I hear Cappy. Shadano, you there?
Yep.
Nice. Shadano. What's going on, guys?
Well, Momo, how's the nut milk in the sack?
She's bringing it in. She's going
to
do it
live. Are you allowed to ask
Wednesday.
Me about that?
She's going
to
milk nuts live on the show next Wednesday.
There
really?
We go.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be there for that.
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Apparently.
I'm so impressed with the way that you have been dedicated to this whole contest you and your friends have going on. You and the entire Yenta group have got this whole thing cooking. I love it.
We send each other pictures of everything we eat.
Oh, God. That must be... That would
like,
be
all day long, my phone is filled
much.
With
she's
pictures.
Sending, like, she's tweeting... She's texting out pictures of her drinking celery juice.
Oh,
and,
yeah, every morning. Mm. Like, I wake up to it. There's like, and you see what time everybody wakes up. Like, there's this one girl, she's like never sleeps, and she wakes up at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, really? You could just wait a couple hours to send us that text.
Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's, what do you mean, where's she at?
Wait, is she an LA person?
She's in LA, yeah. There's another one in Boston who has the decency to wait, right, till it's a decent hour. But
do you
this
say
girl,
something to her?
No. I
just Why not?
Keep my
just
phone
be like,
silent.
Hey.
Look, look, that looks good.
Yeah,
good.
That's just, I mean, nobody can see it, but sure.
Look,
that
looks
good. Do you see that, George?
I'm sure it looks great.
Two steamed
look good,
eggs, an
it?
Espresso, banana, almond
yeah,
smoothie.
Yeah, we got it. We're not getting the pictures. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Momo. You're being on a health kick is a good thing. We all want to live good lives, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you gotta do your thing. Like,
gives
I'm on
you a
this
sense of control. You know.
Yeah, I'm on this thing, the Lumen. Have you heard of that?
Oh yeah, I did that.
No, what is Lumen?
So the Lumen is like a breathalyzer, and the breathalyzer basically tells you what you need for nutrients that day. How many carbs, how many fats, how many
are you
proteins.
Burning carbs?
Are you
fat?
Burning carbs today, more carbs than fats, et cetera. It kind of gives you an indication of what you should eat, and it tells you how you should perform your diet on a daily basis. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little like more lethargic and tired because I've been eating slightly less carbs than I was used to. But you also then realize how many carbs are in stuff you didn't think had carbs in them. You know,
does it tell you what to eat, or it just tells you categories?
It tells you what categories, and then there's like a list. Like you could put a search bar, and you put in what you're eating, and it'll tell you how many carbs certain things have.
It makes you log your food, which is always good, because like whenever you log what you actually eat, like every bite that goes in your mouth,
all of a sudden you look at it and say, "Damn, I ate all that."
Honest,
right, right. So it helps you, and I already feel, even though I'm a little more tired and run down because of the lack of carbs early on, like I feel and look better already in the mirror after just a week or two.
You know, it takes a while to get the hang of that breathing thing, though, George.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
it's
a
lot.
The first time I did it.
Yeah.
So it's basically you breathe in for 10 seconds. It's got like a countdown clock. Then you hold it for 4.
Right.
And then you breathe out for 6 or whatever.
No. It's the other way. It's the other way. You breathe in for 4. But it's got like a little circle and like a ball. And the ball's got to be in the circle when you're breathing in to give you the indication that you're doing it right. It's you breathe in for 4, hold for 10, and then blow out for 6.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How do you spell lumen?
L-U-M-E-N.
Okay.
Good question, Mace. I was going with L-O-O-M-I-N. Good question.
Yeah.
So when you do it, like, George, do you know how many times I would wake up in the morning and I would not be able to, and I would, like, blow too hard on the way out? Or
you
have to do it
right.
Again. You have to wait. And they're like, I would get mad at it. I was like,
but it's
good.
I like it. I mean, it's given me a sense of discipline, basically, is what it's given me.
Yeah.
Good.
Go back to the beginning, though. Momo, you said that your girlfriend texts you at what time?
Like 4:45 in the morning.
All right, let's jump into this for a quick second. Mm. What time do you get, and what time do you send your first text?
It's a great question. I usually do not text people. I try not. You mean in this group or
in
general?
No, I just mean like your first text of the morning goes to somebody. Are you? Because like I will tell you right now,
I don't text before 8 a.m. if I can help it.
Oh, really? 8 a.m.
Really? So I'm more of like it depends on who it is.
Yeah,
like,
who
Momo,
it is.
I know
yeah.
you used to sleep. I mean, you have little kids. And back in the day, I know there are times that you sleep in because you've had a late night. So I always try to. If I'm Momo, I'm usually post 9 a.m.
Yeah,
for Momo.
That's right. Don't expect an answer before
everything's
9.
Past 9 a.m. for me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's when you get
up. I woke up at 9 a.m. today.
I try to get till 7:30 every day if I can, but most of the times the kids wake me up earlier.
Well, Kel has done a really good job of protecting my sleep recently because I was just so tired from the fall, like, and then COVID and then the flu and all
you
that.
Fell? What happened?
No, the fall.
The
as
fall.
In, like, my schedule during
the season. My bad. I thought you got hurt. Fall. I was come on, Bubba. What happened?
Autumn.
And then, so like the kids will get up at like 7:15, and then I'll kind of get up, but I can doze back off for a little while for sure, for at least another good like 30, 40 minutes, maybe even an hour.
Yeah.
So I got a question. This is a totally random question.
It's not about food?
It's not about food. It's about Navage. Do you know what Navage is?
Oh, Chris uses it.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I want to try it, but I use the old school.
It scares me.
What is it?
Oh, it does scare me, too. I use the old school Neomed stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Stuff.
I use that one, too.
What are we talking about here? What's the model?
We are so middle-aged right now.
No,
we are so old.
Navage is where they... It shoots water up your nose on one side, and then the water comes out on the other side.
It's a little more aggressive than the squeezy bottle.
Yeah, because there's a hole.
But what's the purpose of it? I see it advertised.
It's your sinuses.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, I may have a bottle of that right here that's sitting completely open.
No, you're talking about Neomed. We're talking about Navage, which is an actual machine.
Machine.
It's a machine
that squirts water up your nose and then sucks it out the other nostril.
It's actually not as scary as you think, and
Sounds
it's very
scary.
Satisfying.
No, Neomed is what
you're
I'm
like, oh, my God, really? All that stuff just came out. You're like, man, gross.
Although my daughter just gave me a wax kit for my ear.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
Those are great. Now, what is it you...
Which one
you,
do you use?
She told me... I said, well, wait, why did you give me this? She said that I can't hear anything, so she wants me to clear out my ears.
Right. Have you ever done ear candling? Do you know what that is?
That's like with the wax.
They stick the thing in your nose and then they light it on fire and
your
it slowly burns down in your ear.
Serious?
Yeah, slowly burns down and it sucks out all the wax. No, that never scared
me. It's the heat. It pulls out.
It pulls out all the wax.
Oh my God.
It softens it and then pulls it out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting because I just got done manscaping my ears.
Wow.
Like, it's just so bad when your ears start growing hair, like on top of the earlobe and then sort of on
I've
the
inside.
I've got
two spots like that, yeah.
Do you use tweezers or scissors?
No, I'm using like the buzzer.
Oh, the buzzer.
Me too.
No, I'm tweezer.
Yeah, no,
pull each one out.
It starts growing everywhere.
Oh my God, all the way at the root. You guys, we are so middle-aged.
Oh, we are old, dude. We are.
I just entered into the, like, this is what middle-aged guys talk
Momo
about.
Says, Momo says she popped her hamstring last week.
I know.
That's
middle-aged. Because Daniel jumped on me. My five-year-old was, like, up high on a little statue he was climbing, and I had my back to him because I was helping his friend down, and he jumped on my shoulder, and all the weight went into my hamstring, and I totally popped my hamstring. I've never popped a muscle in my entire athletic career. I've pulled muscles, but not pop. Like where an athlete says that, yeah. I will never question anybody with a pulled hamstring ever again.
So are you out of pickleball now? No.
I was 3 weeks ago. I don't want to tell the whole
limping?
Story. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I passed out. Wait, it hurts so bad.
You passed out?
Yeah. Wow. Passed out twice.
Fully out.
Passed out twice?
Twice. Paramedics and everything.
No.
Whoa.
No way. Somebody dialed 911 on a popped hamstring?
I think I just tore my hamstring and it hurt so bad. And then I felt like the world was going dark. Like it feels like like you're going underwater and then your eyes feel like you're going underwater and you're like, I can't hear. And I was like, oh no, I think I'm going to pass out. And my friend said, stand against the wall. The next thing I remember, they're like, you're okay. You just passed out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just for a hamstring?
Your softball
out in front
teammates,
of a restaurant. It's really embarrassing.
Your softball teammates in college would have slang terminology that we probably shouldn't use on the radio to describe you. I mean, come on.
Can I just say 911 for a hamstring?
Come on.
I literally
thought
I tore it off the bone, and I was like, 3 days later, I was walking. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a drama queen. But it really hurt. I could not walk for 2 days. No, not anymore. I'm fine.
Okay, what about like nasty bruising?
No, I was fine. It was a grade one tear. So like, you know how like when Tyrese Halliburton fell and it looked like he was dying and then he had a grade one tear and he's back 2 weeks later? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm like.
So you bounced back. Bounce like Tyrese Halliburton.
By like the next
Halliburton
week,
came back too
okay.
soon and then had to sit out three
I came
more
back
games
a little
now.
Too soon too. I pushed it in my workout the other day and I was like, oh, I should
He's hurting my fantasy team.
Me too.
Ace. Yeah. By the way, your fantasy teams, where are you in fantasy right now?
I'm in third, but I've got way less games than Trudell, who's ahead of me.
Yeah,
and
Trudell's
the other guys
playing a lot of guys.
You're ahead of Mason, right?
Yeah, he is ahead of me. I dropped somehow from fifth to eighth. I don't know exactly what happened.
Games?
Yeah, I'm in like a prime position because I've got way less games than the guys ahead of me.
I've lost a few games recently because I had Halliburton and then also I had a couple guys in the Warriors and they missed a bunch of games, right? So then you're down games. You don't have guys to replace them. But
right. So you mentioned pickleball. I do not have a partner right now for pickleball. Do you?
Are you guys partners right now?
Yeah, I heard you guys broke up as partners.
It's Trudell.
Well, I'm still debating my my options here with Trudell after I saw him basically become the pickleball logo with me the other day as he was practicing with me. So
he's going to be
and
the
I,
logo. That is the logo now.
And I want to tell you that I, of course, was very offended.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course
and
you
so,
were.
So now, rather than George coming to me like a true brother, and saying, hey, listen, man, I want to tell you, you know, last year we didn't really do that well. I know you're not going to put any time or effort into practicing this year. So if you don't mind, you know, I'd like to try and take it to the next level. I'm going to go out and recruit a new partner. But he didn't do that. Rather, he had Beto do his dirty work, rip me on Instagram, and pretty much cancel me.
Oh, my gosh.
I got canceled, Momo.
You wait a minute. You got canceled as
right.
a pickleball partner.
Correct. I got canceled.
So who are you
I don't know if
on?
That's the correct use of the term canceled. But
well,
okay.
In this particular instance, I was canceled.
I know what he's getting at.
Okay. So now... as I've told George.
I think dumped is probably the better word.
Yeah. Dumped is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But as I've told
Dropped.
George, if this is the way it's going to go down.
This is the way it's going to go down.
Then I now have to go out and find a real ringer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's got to be someone from the station.
How about Kirk Morrison?
Or at least tangentially related to
Kirk,
the station.
Kirk's a ringer.
Well, first of all, Kirk Morrison, absolutely not.
No, absolutely he, we not. Killed them last year.
Kirk Morrison didn't play well.
Horrible. Yeah, Cappy and I killed him in DeMarco last year.
Horrible.
Was DeMarco good, though?
Played
against DeMarco.
DeMarco's gotten better, though. Still not great, but better.
Right, I mean, but think about it. I mean, DeMarco was like a 2-15 team that became 4-13, and he got better, but he was still terrible.
So who are you going after then, Cap?
Well, when you guys say that this person has to be tangentially...
Yeah, like
not tangentially.
Close.
It has to be a teammate. Don't they have to be a teammate?
Well, Trudell is not technically
technically.
Oh, watch it, Bergie.
Well, he's. I mean,
watch it.
No,
I said the same thing, and Trudell went nuts.
Trudell is an emeritus at this place.
Yeah, he is.
See, I agree with that. Technically, he's not, you know, on.
Not currently, but he's been here before.
Yes, right. But when I
asked, he was here for years.
I'm not saying no to Trudell.
I mean, it sounds like you are, to be honest with you.
And he gets pissed, man, because I said the same thing. Like, wait a second. Mike doesn't, like, technically work here right now.
Right.
And he called in, and he wanted a piece of me.
Sure.
Okay, and he said, hey, Kaplan, first of all, I'm more 7'10 than you are. That's the first thing.
Oh, wow.
It's fair, I think.
And then I said to him, but wait, when was the last time you called a game on 7'10?
I have an idea for you.
And it was like a year ago.
I have an idea for you. If we're going to think about tangents and tangentially affiliated people, what if you and your guy, Dave McMenamin, who you had a little...
Oh,
he's very athletic.
Same deal, tangentially.
Yeah, but
is he a good player?
He's on the station all the time.
And he's an ESPN employee.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that could be a good partnership.
But is he any good?
He's athletic-ish.
He is. He still plays basketball.
He shoots the ball well. I've seen him play.
No, he's very athletic, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's played pickleball.
He came to the Mandy's.
Yeah, he did come to the Mandy's. That's right.
You know?
I mean, his fingers through my chest hair.
Whoa, hey. I don't know about that.
What do you think
of McMenamin?
I'm
sure he regretted that.
Kathy, what do you think of McMenamin?
I actually really, really like the concept of me and McMenamin against George and Trudell. I kind of like that concept.
I'll tell you who I want as a partner.
Who?
Ron Mitchell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Enough with Ron Mitchell already.
Ron Mitchell.
He was your pitcher and really did very well
for
you.
Ron Mitchell. I'm taking. No. Can I use Ron Mitchell as a partner? No. He's a teammate.
Let me tell you who you should have.
Who?
Mace. I got a better idea for you. Christopher Arthur Morales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, love this.
For jokes, it would be great.
What do you mean jokes?
I love this.
Oh, because, I mean, I'm bad, and I can't imagine he's any good.
Well, I've been working him out on Wednesday mornings, trying to get him back into shape.
Yeah, I hear this, and you're supposed to get a Peloton. Come on.
Well, I mean, I've been working them out. We've been doing stair climbs.
Really?
Okay.
In downtown LA, we've been doing certain treadmill workouts based on TikTok trends that I've learned about. Wait, what? What's so funny?
How often are you on TikTok?
What kind of treadmill workout? Like, what do you need? Treadmills, like you get on it and you run.
A treadmill and you...
Well, there's a TikTok
push
trend.
Start.
There's a TikTok
pick
trend,
your speed.
Yeah.
3 miles per hour.
Okay.
At 12% grade.
Okay.
For 30 straight minutes.
Okay, so it's a little uphill walk.
Right. And so I got Morales into that. We've been lifting weights in the gym on Wednesday mornings. It's Workout Wednesday with Morales.
Workout Wednesday.
I like it.
Now, if he doesn't play, because, you know, he's been telling everybody, I can't play because
I
have to host.
He didn't play last year.
Right. And if he doesn't play, you know what I say?
Oh, wait, I just text Trudell.
Yeah, and?
I said, hey, Cap's complaining that I left him for you. Momo's suggesting McMenamin play with Cap and the four of us square off. And he wrote, ha-ha, I'm in.
Well, of course
there
he's
in. There
you go. Of course he's in.
I'm texting Ron Mitchell right now. That
Stop
is, I want
Mitchell.
Ron
Enough
Mitchell
with Ron
as my
Nobody
partner.
Nobody wants me as a partner, apparently.
Well you have a busted hamstring.
But you're sketch.
Right. You're on the mend.
You're
on the mend. You're
not
locked.
I mean, you're on the disabled list.
I mean, right. We don't want you passing out on the court.
I'm officially old when you pass out because your five-year-old jumps on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Officially
no,
old.
I popped my hamstring. Call 911.
I got to ask McMenamin what his skill level is.
I can imagine can you imagine the 911 operator? Right. Yeah, what's the situation, man? I believe she popped her hamstring and she's passed out.
How did she do that? Well, her five-year-old jumped on her.
You guys
we'll
should
be
get,
right there.
It you sounds so bring, weak when you say it like that.
You guys should bring McMenamin on and talk about that today. Just that.
Are you good with
McMenamin
now?
Well, he's probably traveling to San Francisco right now, no?
Cappy, have you fixed things with McMenamin? Are you buddies
now? We're good.
Okay, good.
Me and McMenamin are like BFFs.
Good. Yeah, no, I think McMenamin would be a good choice. I'll take Ron Mitchell.
Enough with Ron Mitchell.
I'm telling you, Ron Mitchell's, that's my guy.
There you go, Mace. Well, your brother already played last year, so he's kind of grandfathered in if he wants to come and play again.
So here's the thing. My brother, Brian Mashonsky, is going to come out for the tournament, but he's not going to play with me. He's going to play with my nephew, Hunter, in the actual
partner,
field.
Yeah,
Hunter Mashonsky?
Yeah. Hunter Mashonsky.
Someone that actually knows how to play pickleball.
Yeah, they are both pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I know Ron plays all the time.
So, correct. That is why I selected him as my partner.
I also know he
plays. Right, but what if he doesn't want to be your partner?
Way too much confidence in Ron Mitchell. Way too much.
He also played with the elder Walsh
last
year.
Well, I mean, Ron Mitchell,
correct.
You know, the year I wasn't at the softball game was like apparently Roger Clemens, and then this year he was more like...
he didn't have a good night.
You know,
he didn't have his best stuff. Didn't have his best stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm ready to start my weekend.
Yeah, what does that entail? 8 minutes from now?
8 minutes from now. Good night, everybody.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit in the fancy massage chair I got.
Right. What about the hot tub?
I'm going to hit the hot tub. I'm going to get myself a little sky high.
Yeah.
Hey, Mace, what do you keep the temp at in that hot tub?
What's that?
What's the temp on that hot tub at all times?
102.
Today I went to look at my hot tub. I haven't been in this thing in probably like ever. And my daughter must have had it at 104.
Oh, my gosh.
I've realized why my electric bill is going crazy here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ron Mitchell just turned me down.
What? He turned you down? He don't want no part of you?
Right here.
What'd he say?
He said, I'm playing with Mark Cates.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Wow. And Cates is a nice like athlete in terms of endurance. You know, he's tall, he's lean, he's thin.
Right.
But in terms of lateral movement and pickleball skill,
no, I'm going to be one of the.
Oh yeah.
Like Parker. Or
does DeAndre have a partner?
DeAndre, do you have a partner?
No.
Let's see what's up.
No DeAndre.
Oh, like DeAndre. Yeah, DeAndre, you got to kind of have to
don't
like,
do
weigh
DeAndre.
Your options.
Okay, I just want to say I watched DeAndre play last year. We all went and played pickleball.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Yeah, he's got to be terrible. He's got to be like Kirk Morrison.
No, he's my scout. He's out.
I've been practicing.
I know, but DeAndre, DeAndre's like 6'2", 235. He's like a linebacker. He's happy.
Do you
want
to play next Wednesday?
DeAndre, do you?
I'll play, yeah. Let's do it.
Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Okay. All right. There you go.
All right, good luck.
I'm gonna grab one of those new salespeople. It's gonna be Kobe or Manny or Kai or Ethan or somebody back there is gonna be good
to
go.
Why don't you pick Sam Lloyd?
Albert.
Why don't you take Sam Lloyd?
That won't be awkward. Hey guys, I just want a pickleball partner.
Will anybody
Mason,
please
listen,
be my pickleball partner?
I'll be like your backup date. I'll be like, you know,
I'm
when
like
you
a,
go
I was
the,
waiting for
I'm
you like
a, at the prom.
I'm like a desperate like, pickleball player. I would say yes, except you said there's a chance you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, personal stuff that I'm, yeah. Like, you know. I mean, there is a chance. I just don't know, so I'd probably be there.
Mace, I'll play with you.
Yeah.
Lens?
Yeah, I'll play with you.
Okay, Lens.
I'm serious.
We're on.
Because I was going to ask, I asked DeAndre, and he was like, I don't know, maybe.
Wow. Okay, me and Lindsay.
That's a Hollywood yes. That's a Hollywood brush off right there.
But
well, he said he doesn't know if he's going to play.
Yeah. Why not? Yes, you're playing. Why wouldn't you play?
We'll see.
No, you're not doing the social. You're playing.
Me and Lindsay is a power couple. Me and Lindsay is a power couple.
I feel like me and Mace could like stick it in everyone's face because we'd
couldn't.
Be like, yeah, he kicked me off the show, but now we're going to come back and we're going to win pickleball and it's going to be a great comeback story.
He's going to wind up kicking you off the pickleball team.
Redemption!
Me and you, Lynch.
It's our 30 for 30, right, Momo?
How long, Cappy, how long before he tries to trade her again?
Oh, yeah, he'll
get
rid of her.
Yeah, you can't trade me, though. I don't like
No, I will not trade. Lynch, is this a bond?
Serious.
My word
is
my bond.
Yeah, for sure. I will happily play with you.
Okay. Why don't you take Laura?
Me and Lynch.
Okay.
Laura said she doesn't know if she's going to play either.
She's not sure about her knees.
Oh, her and the knees already.
She might have to call 911.
Laura and Brian were talking about playing together. So
yeah, all right. I say I'm going to start my weekend. What do you guys got going today? Stupidity?
You know, if Laura and Brian play together, I'm going to tell you right now, me and Sedona will stay together and we'll both play left-handed.
Oh, wow. What is
wow.
That confident?
That
Wait,
is really
what did you just say that
disrespect.
We would what?
I said that you and I would stay together and play Laura and Brian, both of us left-handed.
Wow. Wait a minute.
That's crazy.
Brian is a good athlete. Talk.
Brian's a good athlete. Nah. Did you not see him play softball?
Yeah, he was good.
Mason.
He was excellent.
No, imagine what the Reddit page would say if me and you played together.
Jeez.
That is
it would
awesome.
Explode. It would explode.
Right. Me, Lens. Yes.
The redemption story.
Hey, Matt Burke just texted me right now, too, Mace.
Is Matt Burke?
He's saying no consideration.
I committed to Lynch. That's
it. Where does his bond?
Yeah, but you never even gave Burke consideration. You went through the entire sales team.
You can't drop her.
The best athlete back there off your list.
Matt Burke will be like, he'll have like, you know, all the...
He had hands of stone.
He'll have all the drinks before
he brings the protein powder.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm going to go home.
Me too.
Momo,
Yadier,
Bergman,
you
leaving?
We've been here forever.
Yeah, we've been doing this
a
long time.
I like when you guys are
hanging out. Long time.
Mace, hey, I'll be in with you three times next week.
I know. We're doing some combo plate action next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I think one day is you, me, and Cappy.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, one day.
Tuesday?
Remind him of his schedule, will you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Cappy, you're doing the show on Tuesday with us.
I had a full sit-down meeting with hand-to-hand combat with Gregory Arthur Bergman.
We both
and went
Arthur.
Through every single day of the month of February. So I am locked and loaded.
You also didn't tell me about all of them, and you sent a very confusing email.
It's I think I sent the very email, Cappy. Actually, yeah. Very
no,
Cappy.
Cap replied to an email about March for the schedule in February, and it was just a whole mess.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw it.
All right, coming up next for you is Shedano and Cap. Hey, I'm going to say this. I don't think I've ever said this before. Go Lions!
Yeah,
wow. Knock out the Niners. Knock out the Niners.
No, it's not going to happen. It's going to be the Niners are going to win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, do you hear the Lions? They're ready.
Yeah, they're gonna win. I don't think it's going to be that close. I got to be honest.
I'm with you. I'm the only one on this show that's picked
this. See you Monday.
The Ravens are going to win fairly comfortably, too.
I'm leaving. See you Monday, 7:10 ESPN.